Before the protests over the governor's collective bargaining bill, the public could freely enter the Capitol through any ground floor door. Now, the building is restricted to two doors with metal detectors in place. That's unlikely to change soon, says Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch.
Is there a date certain that I can give you now? No. But I will tell you that we are diligently moving toward that to determine what should be the future security practices and policies of the state capitol.
Hipsch is also hesitant to remove security because a legal battle over the bill continues.
As long as that issue is still hanging out there, I think it's prudent to make sure that we are going to be prepared for any additional or further security situations that may arise here.
The Department of Military Affairs is currently reviewing what happened during the protests.
The National Guard report is going to give us the knowledge of what occurred and why it occurred. We also have security looking at recommendations of the Capitol as far as what we should open and what we shouldn't.
A lawsuit accusing the state of not complying with an order to reopen the Capitol is due back in Dane County Court next week. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.